Welcome to Zichron Mishnah Simanim. I'm Rabbi Ram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Brachas, the end of the first parak Mishnah Hey, and the beginning of the second parak in Mishnah Aleph. Now, before we begin, let's do a quick review of what we covered today. So we said, Masechus Brachas has a total of 9 prakim. The first 3 prakim deal with Shema. The next 2 prakim, Dalet and Hey, deal with Tefillah. And the last 4 prakim deal with Brachas. Good. Then the first parak, Parak Me'emesai, has a total of 5 Mishnais. The Simanim are in the first 4 Mishnais, Arvis Shachris, and then Derech Brachas. The first 2 Mishnais deal with when do you say Kriya Shema. First Mishnah, Kriya Shema of Arvis, and the second Mishnah, Beis, is Kriya Shema of Shachris, so that's Arvis Shachris. Gimel, and Dalet is Derech and Brachas. Mishnah Gimel, it's the Derech. How does one say Kriya Shema? Do you have to say it lying down at night and standing up during the day? Or however, whatever which way you're going, that's the way you say. That's going to be Derech as a Simit. And then Mishnah Dalet is Birkas Kriyashma. So he said that's Brachas. Mishnah Hey is Malchukas, whether we say Yetzias Mitzrayim, Balelos or not. So we're going to call this Mishnah the Mishnah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that'll be the Simit. So Mishnah Hey is Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there we have it. The first 5 Simanim for the first 5 Mishnayis, Arvi Shachris, Derech Brachas, and then Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now we said yesterday a little story, just to help us remember, we said Perek Aleph. Aleph in Zichru is an olive tree. That's going to be our peg, our way of relating to Perek Aleph. And then we created a linking story to connect the first 5 Mishnahs together. So we said this is the Kriya Shema olive tree, and that's where kids learn how to say Kriya Shema of Arvis. They come at night to learn how to do it. Then they come in the morning, Shachris. So that's Arvis Shachris. Then they learn whether they have to lie down or not, the Derech. And then they're taught the Brachos. And finally, before they head off at night, they have a whole discussion whether you say Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. Now, another way you could remember this is people ask, well, what kind of olive tree is this that you say Kriya Shema, the Kriya Shema olive tree? So it's an Ashdabi tree, an Ashdabi tree. Ayin Shin, Arvi Shachris, Dabi, Derech, Brachas, Yetzias Mitzrayim. So an Ashdabi tree is the olive tree where people learn how to say Kriya Shema. So that's another way of remembering the Simanim for the first parak. It's an Ashdabi tree. Arvi Shachris, Derech, Brachas, and Yetzias Mitzrayim. All right, so now we get to Perek Beis, HaYikor B'Torah. And the first mission deals with 2 topics. We have a Kor B'Torah, V'Giyah Zman HaMikra. One is learning and reading the Torah, and the time for Kriya Shema comes. So are you Yotzi with that Kriya or not? And that's all dependent on Kavana. And then we get to the topic of Prakim and Bein HaPrakim, whether one can respond to someone saying hello or even instigate a hello during the reading of Shema, and where might those parts be? So that gets into Prakim, Bein HaPrakim. Now, whenever you have 2 topics in the Mishnah, so some people would tend to come up with a siman that incorporates both. I'm going to suggest that we always go with the first topic. Because remember the first topic, in your mind, it will ultimately lead to the second topic. I have found that if you go with the second topic, then it sort of just cuts off the first topic from your mind's focus. So we're going to call this siman Kor B'Torah. Kor B'Torah. And we're not going to talk about Bein HaPrakim and Prakim in this one because Mishnah Beis is going to get into that topic. So I'm going to suggest that we just leave it right now as Korah B'Torah. Korah B'Torah is Mishnah Aleph and Perek Beis. And we'll remember that it gets into the question of when are you allowed to say hello and when you're allowed to respond hello to someone as you're saying Kriya Shema. And it's going to determine Prakim, Bein HaPrakim. Mishnah Beis is going to get into where are those spots in Kriya Shema. It's going to identify it. So Mishnah Aleph and Perek Beis is going to be Korah B'Torah. So once again, the last Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, is Yetzias Yitzrayim, and the Mishnah Aleph in Perek Beis is Korah B'Torah. Korah B'Torah. And we said the way you can remember the 5 Mishnahs in the first Perek is the Ashdabi tree. Since Perek Aleph is an olive tree, and this is a special type of olive tree, because this is where people learn how to say Kriya Shema, so it's a Kriya Shema olive tree, otherwise known in more exotic terms as an Ashdabi tree. Arvi Shachris Derech Brachas Yetzias Yitzrayim, and now we get into the second Perek with Korah B'Torah. Excellent. So let's just conclude with a little pop quiz here. Which Mishnah deals with how do you say Kriya Shema? Whether you have to lie down when you say Kriya Shema at night or not? Which Mishnah is that? That's in Perek Aleph. Which Mishnah? Gimel. Good. Which Mishnah deals with whether we say Yetzias Yitzrayim at night? That's in Mishnah. Hey, good. Which Mishnah deals with when do you say Kriya Shema of Shachris? That's in Mishnah. Beis. Good. Which Mishnah deals with if someone's reading the Torah and then Zman Kriya Shema comes, whether you're Yotzi, that's Mishnah Aleph in Perek Beis. Good. Which Mishnah deals with when to say Kriya Shema of Arvis? That's Mishnah Aleph in the first Perek. And which Mishnah deals with Birchas Kriya Shema? That's Mishnah Dalit. Great. All right, so now your task is to review these simanim, these six simanim, so they become very, very glatt and easy for you to review, and you'll see eventually become like the ABC, so you can zip through it, so that we'll be able to review the entire masechta by the end, when we complete it, in less than a minute. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.